All right, how's everybody doing today? Good. Can we stand and honor our pastor today? Woo! We love you, Pastor. Thank God for you. Yes. Yes. I know I'm not the only one we can clap all day and salute him, but okay, let's have a seat. We love you, we honor you, we thank God for your life, and Pastor Ruth, I know you guys are just doing an amazing job, just awesome. It's not easy being a pastor, and I love what Pastor said. He says, I didn't fill out a resume and all this other stuff. God called me here. Thank God, amen, that God called our pastors to be here, our Pastor Joe to lead us, lead our spiritual lives and make sure that he looks out for us. I'm just so honored to be able to share today's message the day before his birthday. All right. So that makes me special a little bit. I know that will get you to laugh. If you're online, God bless you. Thank you for joining us and being with us. Again, we're celebrating Pastor Joe's 50th birthday. Please emoji 50 or a birthday cake or the balloons or all of those fun things wishing our pastor a happy birthday. Let's celebrate his life. The man, the myth, the legacy. I don't know if I messed those up, but thank God for him. And I go back all the way to Camp Josiah with our pastor. And I always like to share my shame. I was a troubled teen, and I loved the Lord, but I had some things going on. And I remember that second year at Camp Josiah, our pastors, Pastor Joe, Pastor Ruth, they took a chance on me. They said, you know what, we'll give him a shot. And I thank God for his life. I thank God for just watching him at Camp Josiah. You know, he hasn't changed his love for the Lord, the way he honors the Lord. From that time, Pastor, you know, when I was 15, 16 years old, there's one thing I can remember about Pastor Joe. He was always just serious about the things of God, like, I'm giving it my all. And when I was there at Zion with him, he was there reading the Word of God, always serious about the Word of God. Laugh, yeah. But he was serious and honored the Word of God. And even today, that has not changed. Well, that's hard. 50 years to continue to do that. We thank God for him. We celebrate his love and his legacy. And as we talk about the honor's reward, we're talking today about the honor principle. And I think it's fitting that we talk about our pastor who lives his life by the honor principle. Last week, we talked about the honor's reward. If you missed it, please go on to tc.live and look up the sermon, Honor's Reward, with this new sermon series. We talked about the God's honor's reward and what it basically means that God is a giver of rewards. How many of you knew that? How many of you are excited that God loves to give rewards? You know, I was at Walmart yesterday, and already they have the Christmas display out. I was like, man, I have to start decorating. Man, I need to start hinting. I know you're not going to, no. Not, okay. I said, there's somebody back there. All right. How many of you love Twizzlers? Somebody says your favorite. Now, you love Twizzlers so much. How many of you would do 50 jumping jacks right now? Somebody just got up. They were on their phone. I kid you not. Somebody was on their phone. I said 50 jumping jacks for Twizzlers. Somebody went, what? That's easy. You see, the honor principle, and I know we don't have much time, but the honor principle is just simply saying, I will honor God. I will do whatever God asks me to do. I will submit. I will have a submissive attitude to get the reward that God has for my life. I will honor those who God has appointed in my life so that the blessings of God could be released in my life. Now, if you look right here, this Twizzler, how many of you love Twizzlers again? Let me see hands. Hands. If you're online, you love Twizzlers, you can do an emoji Twizzler. Now, you know how it tastes. You know it's good, right? And I know we have trunk or treat coming up. Cavities are coming. I just went to the dentist, no cavities, thank God. Now, there's something holding it back, though. There's this phlegm. If you're online, it's like, I might have said that wrong. Some of you may going to catch me with that. This plastic seal that's preventing me from opening it and enjoying all of these Twizzlers. Can I keep these Twizzlers, 5 pounds of Twizzlers? I'm going to see who I can speak to keep these. All right, there's a plastic seal over this. keeping me back from enjoying 5 pounds of Twizzlers. The honor principle is simply saying that if you want to unlock the seal and receive the rewards that God has for your life, you're going to have to show honor to who God has put in your life. You see, nobody's blocking, nobody's stopping, and nobody's saying you can't have it. God is saying, here you go, son. Here you go, daughter. That gentleman in the back who jumped up, he said, I'll do 50 jumping jacks for Twizzlers. God says, will you do what I tell you to do when it comes to honoring your leaders, when it comes to honoring those around you and those that I've entrusted? Will you do it? Because I have a reward for you if you obey. And right now, some of us right now have a plastic seal over our lives because God says, I want to reward you with this, but there's a seal blocking. There's a certain attitude about you where you say, you know what? I don't have to listen. I do it when I feel like doing it. And if it's not convenient or if it interrupts my show, sorry about that. And God wants to transform your heart today and says, you know what? If you remove this plastic seal and say, Lord, I will honor those who you have sent in my life. I will honor my pastors. I will honor my government officials. Uh-oh, it's getting quiet in here. I will honor my boss. I will honor Harold, the one who wears the polyester brown pants and the weird shoes, and he grunts. And when I say hello to Harold, Harold, did you see how great my reports were? God says, if you honor Harold, I will honor you. That's the honor principle, and that's what we'll be talking about today. And I know, let me say it a different way. When we lightly esteem those God sends to us, we lightly esteem God. Think about that. No, we got to go, but listen to that. Think about that for a moment. When we lightly esteem those God sends to us, that boss you may not like today, God has placed him in your life. What you're going to do about it? I'm going to show attitude. Well, then you forfeit your opportunity on your Twizzlers. Because God has something sweet for your life. God has so much more. God wants to promote you at your job. God may want to make you the boss of that company, but your attitude. There was a song when we did kids ministry that says your attitude should be the same. Rich is not here. He's not going to tell me not to sing. But it says your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus was submissive to the point of death. And many times we live in this society where this democratic society that tells us we have, you know, we get to do whatever we want. That theme song. No, we're not going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. That was terrible. That was to get some people up. Right? No, we're not going to take it. You know those songs, those 80 songs, those 80 movies, and the kids walk out of the classroom, and we got our right to choose it. Something. Dun, dun, dun. Right? You know? And then Bruce Springsteen, and I don't know if that was Bruce Springsteen or not, but the point is, the attitude is, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to respect those who are in authority. I only respect those who have leather Converses. I only respect those who are cool. I only respect those who respect me. And God is saying, hold on, open your hands and say, God, I will honor those whom you've sent in my life. Nobody said they were perfect, because as Pastor said a few weeks ago, if you're looking for the perfect church, you have to go to a church where you and nobody else is there. If you want to hear the perfect sermon, don't listen to any sermons. Why? Because you're going to critique everything. But God is saying today, will you be blessed? Will you receive the reward? Will you start highly esteeming, start showing honor, so that what? When we lightly esteem, it says this, the result will be a partial or no reward. How many of you love partial rewards? Now, what if I open up this Twizzler box and I only gave you a piece of Twizzler? Some of you would be disappointed. Some of you would be happy. But God wants to give you a full Twizzler. What if God intended for you to have 5 pounds of Twizzlers, but because of your attitude, you only get 2? Oh my gosh. That hurts. I want to let you know something. We are not the only people to struggle with honor. We're not the only people to have to deal with the honor principle of honoring those who God has sent to us, our pastors, our civic leaders, our social leaders, our peers, those entrusted to us. There were people in the Bible days who struggled with honor. They did not want to honor the Roman government. They did not want to honor their religious leaders. And you know what? They did not want to honor Jesus. When Jesus came, he says, I'm here to save the world. They said, who? You mean Gigi? No, Jesus. No, you mean Gigi? Oh, when we, you know, he was a little baby, call him Gigi. And we said, oh, cuckoo, cuck. Oh, baby G. No. He's the savior of the world. He's no longer a carpenter. And you know that struggle is even today. People still misuse his name and mistreat him. People make fun. It cringes like a teacher's nails on the board when somebody uses Jesus' name in vain. I want to go, and that means I want to get them. I mean, don't be touching my Jesus. Don't you know that he died for you? I want to start getting to preach. I want you to know he died for you. He loves you. He cared for you. He hung on the cross. I want to get it, but God says, hold on now. Honor, Glenn, honor. The people of his day, even today, people mistreat him. But you know what? Jesus still doesn't stop honoring. Ooh. He doesn't stop honoring. He died for the world, and he still loves us. He paid the price. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his most precious gift, his son. And I told you a few sermons ago that if the world was dying and it depended on my son, my precious son is back there somewhere, this world's going down. I said, Jesus, I'm sorry. I only have one son. Sorry, Lord. But God showed his love for us even while we were yet sinners. Christ died. He honored us. He continues to honor us. You know, you have nice clothes. You guys are looking good. All of you in here. Everybody's looking. You know, that's God's provision. Whether you praise him or not, whether you got up this morning and you didn't even say, thank you, Lord, I love you, I honor you, I praise you, I serve you all my days, even if you didn't do that, God still made sure you have at least two pairs of sneakers in your closet. Woo! God still made sure it rained. God still made sure that, you know what, you have a roof over your head. God still fed you. And if you didn't have food today, you went to the cafe and you got the hookup. You got the hookup. So listen, God is still blessing us. God is still. And he says, you know what? As I have ransomed my life, as I have honored the world, I want you to honor those who I put in your life. It changes your perspective, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? If Jesus loved, if Jesus cared, if Jesus still honors, even though people don't deserve it, I can honor people. Now, I don't want you to be fearful. When we talk about a submissive attitude or having submissive behavior, we're just talking about, hello, how are you? When we're talking about submissive behavior or having honor, attitude of honor, we're just simply saying, Pastor Joe, thank you so much for your message. Thank you that week in, week out, you make this place a slamming place. This is a great place to be. I look forward to coming to church. Thank you, Pastor. That's what we're talking about when we say submissive attitude. Thank you, Pastor, that the carpets are clean. God, because I've gone to some places. I'm not saying nothing. I've been to some stores. I'm not talking about church. I've been to some stores, and I was telling my son the other day, I said, listen, I need to talk to the manager. The carpet is dirty. The floor has spot dirt on it. Come on. I'm paying my good. No, all right, Pastor, take it easy. Hey, take it easy. But can you imagine you came to TC, and I love that passage talked about that the other day, about having the spirit of excellence in this place, because why? He honors us. He realizes that God has entrusted him. We are entrusted to Pastor. He said, you know what? I want to make sure this place is decked out. Sometimes I'm like, Pastor, really? And he's like, yeah, this is God's people, and we honor them. And I'm like, Pastor, you the man. You the bomb.com, right? 1 Samuel says this, so Jesus, in Jesus' day, they had issues with honor. Even in today's society, we have challenges with honor, especially in the democratic society that we live in, where people have a vote and a say. But I want to let you know something. Just because you have the vote doesn't mean that you have the authority. You got the chance, I know it's quiet now, but you got a chance to vote because of the process, but God is the one who appoints. God is the one who put your leaders in their in the places that they're in. Yes, Lord. Today I had to, on Wednesday I prayed for my leader, my president. I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, yes, Lord. I pray for him. I bless him. And I said, God, I didn't even realize there was something in my heart. And I told the Transform group, I said, yeah, I prayed for the president this week. I said, I prayed. But here's a scripture. Why should we honor? Why should we value? Because God said so. How many of you still want those Twizzlers? All right. Good. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, those who honor me, I will what? I will honor those who honor me. When you say, oh, I'm going to say hello, I'm going to honor that person on the street, God says, you honor me. When you say, oh, pastor, I thank God for you. I thank God for your life. I thank whatever you say, according to the word of God, I'm going to do it. Woo, there's some people here looking at me. That's okay. If you want to fight, I have my gloves in the back, because when I was preparing this message, I said, I know some people want to fight me. And I have my gloves, and I have them in the back, and I'm ready, because I'm willing to fight for our pastors. I'm joking. I don't have any gloves. That was my joke to you. But it says, those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. So when you decide that I'm not going to honor God, God says right back at you, no Twizzlers. You're the one. Oh, Lord, how come my marriage is not working out? You're the one. The seal is on you. The plastic seal is over your life. Wives, submit to your husbands. Oh, Lord, I better run. Husbands, love your wife. Ooh, I know I have a gang of guys at the outside. Listen, the seal is over your life. It's not God. God, why did you put me in this situation? God says, why don't you listen? How many times has pastor told you, you need to stop working so much? Oh, God. Lord, have mercy. You need to spend more time with your family. But pastor, you don't know about those Mercedes-Benz payments. I'm talking about myself. No, I don't own a Mercedes. My wishful thought, right? How many times has pastor told you, you need to respect your husband? Just pray for him and honor him. Just pray for him. Make sure you cook him his favorite meal. I ain't cooking for him. The seal is still over your life. You have not received the full reward. There's a full reward of God wants you to have a blissful marriage. God wants you guys to sing and float around and give each other what? Tickle each other's toes and float around with little floaties. God has that reward for you, but I ain't cooking for him. Until he learns how to treat me. And I'm not talking about abusive relationships. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the fact that the man didn't come in and say hello to you. Can you look at, say, you know what? I'm going to honor God and still bless Reginald. I don't know any Reginalds in the house. So that's why I said Reginald. But the seal is still over our lives. We're still only receiving partial rewards of what God has for our lives. The seal is still over your life. You have yet to tell your husband, I love you with all my heart, and I'm going to have your slippers ready. All right, that's enough. Let me get out of here before somebody really gets me. Keep going, Pastor Glenn, before you get in trouble. Okay. So again, why should we listen? I just gave you some nuggets. Some of us right now have partial. Why am I not being promoted at my job? Okay, here it is. Because we're not honoring God. It says here, God has appointed leaders to do what? To serve and protect the people within their respective realms of authority. These realms of authority include what? Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. Family. Amen. Civic and social. Right? Listen, our leadership, God delegates four realms of leadership. The church, right? Your family, your social, your civic leaders. Those are the realms of where God says, this is where my authority, this is where I've appointed leaders, and have you submitted? I said it in the first sermon service. I'm going to say it again. I love listening to other pastors. I love listening to sermons. There are some guys who are like, man, they're really good. But there's only one voice that I listen to, and it's Pastor Joe. There's one voice. So I know some of you go, I got T.D. Jakes. He's on my favorite playlist. I am not knocking that. But T.D. Jakes is not your pastor. Oh, God. Let me get out of here, Pastor. Creflo Dollar is not your pastor. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That hurt me, too. That hurt me. Amen, sister. I'm going to take it. I'll take the all of it. Andy Stanley is not your pastor. This is the one that's going to get people, I know. Craig Rochelle. We love him. We thank God for his ministry. He is not your pastor. And I love me some Craig Rochelle, but listen, he's not my pastor. When I'm in trouble, I call Pastor Joe. I know Pastor Joe's praying for me. And now listen, let me tell you another joke. I'm sorry, I don't show no time. When Marcus Gill came here a few weeks ago, he's coming back next week. I don't know if that was a surprise. Forgive me, Pastor. But he's coming back next week, and I'm excited. Let me tell you. Every Friday, he sends me a text message of encouragement. And I know he's sending it to me because after we met, he admires me, and now I'm a part of his fan club. I'm a groupie. I get all of that. And every Friday, he texts me. I call my wife. I say, listen, Marcus Gill just text me. And my wife frowns at me. She goes, yeah, Glenn, he does that for everybody. I said, no, he does it for me. It's just for me. I don't know about everybody. But I don't. Anybody else receiving Marcus Gill's texts? Don't raise your hand. Don't make me feel bad. Just let me keep it. Can I just have it? Thank you. Appreciate that. Some people are nodding. Yeah, he does. All right. I say all of that to say that our pastor is the one who shepherds us. He's the one who loves us. And I'm not saying that no other pastor doesn't love us and doesn't care for us. I'm telling you, you're not going to get the love that you're going to get from our pastor. He's the one who's been appointed by God to care for your soul. Oh, my God. God, stop. Please. It says here, and I'm jumping. Go back to Hebrews. Somebody help me out. Go back to Hebrews. Thank you. Obey those who rule over you and be what? Remember what I said. I said, I didn't say this. Oh, great king. Oh, King Joe, great Pastor King. We're not talking about all of that. What we're just saying is, Pastor, thank you so much for the word of God. Thank you so much that you are preaching and you're transforming. Things are happening. Miracles are happening. Look around you. There are people here. In other churches, there are seats that are empty. In churches right now, there are transformers or their volunteer group are saying, well, we know that a lot of people aren't coming. We're just kind of just going to hang out and then we'll go home. There are people here. That's why every time I lead the Transform group, I say, we don't have to do this. We what? We get to do it. And I want to let you know something. God is blessing this house because of our pastor. The favor of God is in this house is because of our pastor. His love, his care, his concern for the people. You don't realize it. The other day we were in a meeting, and our Transformers, they have such a great heart that they'll serve 4 weeks in a row, a month straight for those who are not volunteering. This is a plug. Get it. Get volunteering. Please, we need you. There are people who are burning out because they see the vision. They have the passion. They want to fulfill the vision of God. They want to see people who are far from God experience a transforming relationship. There was a person who said, you know what? I need a break. And I'm going to let you know something. Pastor Ruth said, listen, this will never happen again. We honor our volunteers here. They're not just some pawns on a board. We honor and we love them, and they'll serve every other week. Well, we said, what are we going to do? She said, well, you're going to have to figure it out, but we're not going to burn out people. I was like, all right, Pastor Ruth. I was like, woo, Pastor Ruth. All right. That's what I said inside my heart. But it says, be submissive. In other words, when our pastor gives out an invitation to be a part of something, be a part of it. Because why? He cares for your soul. Our pastors don't get extra money. They just love you guys. They love us. I know he loves you. Be submissive. Respond to those invitations. Respond to transform groups. Respond. Be a part. Because these are the things that God has spoken to our pastor, and now he shares it with the church. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to go home. I had a mic drop right there. Pastor Joe, I didn't know what it meant to have a mic drop experience until now. That was a mic drop. It says, for they watch over your souls as those who must give an account. God is keeping score about, and then a lot of us are thinking, well, what about that leader who got away with this and that leader who got away with this? God is keeping account. And God is keeping score. And God's going to hold our pastors accountable. And I thank God that God is going to give them A+ because they're doing such a great job. Amen. It says, let them do so with joy and not with grief. I'm going to leave that alone. You guys think about that. For that would be unprofitable for Pastor Joe. That's what that says? That says... Oh, it says for you. Yes. It would be unprofitable for you. You wonder why. I want the Twizzlers. It's unprofitable. God's not mocked. I want the Twizzlers. There's a plastic seal over your life still. It would be unprofitable. God's not going to play around with this. God's not joking around. God says, I have some... I smell strawberry. I smell it. You could smell it, right? You could smell the blessings. How many of you, when you come in this house, you smell it? You go, I smell that blessing. I smell the anointing. I feel the presence of God. And then you go home and you don't get satisfied because you have yet to take off the seal of a submissive attitude. It will be unprofitable for you. Woo! Round and third. Why? Why again should I obey? Romans 13:2 tells us the authorities that exist have been established by who? God has established his earthly or heavenly kingdom here on earth. And it's a God-ruled government. And when we say we submit to God, we submit to his rule. And remember that God's kingdom is not a fake kingdom. It's not like Candyland. Speaking of candy, right? What was the one? The lollipop one? That was my favorite kingdom. It's not a fake one. It's a real kingdom that has real authority. And that's why. We have yet to reap certain things, the partial rewards. It says, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. I'm going to keep going. You see, the thing about the Bible teaches unconditional submission, not unconditional obedience. I'm going to say that to you. Unconditional submission, meaning that my attitude is always in a place where I respond in a way that's honorable. As I said, God is not asking for you to do curses and doing all this other stuff. God's not saying that. God is saying that when we hear the word on a Sunday, I will respond in a way that's honorable. It says, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things that we've worked for, but that we may receive a what? A full reward. Examine yourself right now. How have you shown dishonor at work? At this, in this house, at home, with those you've been entrusted to. God says, look at those things that you worked so hard for that you won't lose them. Another verse of scripture says, in Matthew 10:40 says, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. This is Jesus. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, the Heavenly Father. You see, there's an honor flow. You can't just skip the line. You know, when you were in fourth grade, remember when you used to be able to skip the line? Remember when you were able to look at that kid who was a little inferior than you? He may not have been as strong. You looked at him, and then he just stepped back. You can't do that with God because God has all the muscles. God has all the power. And when you try to skip or try to get around this authority principle, God says, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you to get in line and doing what you need to do so that I can reward you. I have the reward, but the seal is still there. We got to go. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. What that means is that if we honor our pastors, we're going to learn a little bit about that next week. We're going to receive the double sauce. How many of you like double sauce? We talked about that a few weeks ago. How many of you like sauce? I know some of you are like, all right, Pastor, you really hit us up today. That's okay. I love you. And I want to see God's reward. And I know our pastors love you. That's why they told me to share this message with you. It says you will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. That means anybody you come in contact with, and it's not our place to say who's righteous and who's not, because when God sent the rain yesterday, he didn't go, Harold is not righteous. He doesn't get rain. No, he just, it rained on everybody. He honored everybody. It's God's job to judge. And if anyone gives even a cup of water to the little one of these who was my disciple, even the little kids, how do we treat the kids? Truly, I tell you, that person will receive, will certainly not lose their reward. Let love be without hypocrisy. That means you can't be excited about loving our pastors, but then when you go home, Raphael, you better get your own food. What? God says, let love be without hypocrisy. That means that the way you love your leaders, you're supposed to go home and, Raphael, I'll get you your giant slippers. Abhor what is evil. And the same thing goes for men. Honey, I know you're tired this week. I'll cook. You may burn the pork chops, but she'll appreciate that. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, and in honor, giving preference to one another. We are wrapping up. Think about this question that Pastor said a few weeks ago. What if the life that God has for you comes down to your values? What are you esteeming as important? Are you treating that job better than you treat your job here at Transformation Church? And I should say your responsibility, because we don't have to do this, we get to do this. If your boss sends you an email, you would respond. If your boss called you and said, hey, we need you, you're right. But remember, we're working for eternal rewards, not for rewards that'll fade. So there should be even more honor when it comes to volunteering here at TC. We should be here early, not late, because you know, if you were late at your job, what would happen? Harold will give you that pink slip. We don't want none of that. Not trying to scare you, not trying to spook you, but just say, hey, we want to unlock the blessings. We're tired of this. How many of you are tired of the plastic seal over your life? How many of us are tired of partial rewards or no rewards? All right. Here's the thing. When we honor those above us, we will receive a what?
Reward.
When we honor our peers, we will receive a what?
Reward.
And when we honor those under our care and authority, we will receive a what?
Reward.
So the plastic seal is coming off today. So we're going to take some action steps, and like our Pastor Ruth always says, TC is a what? A church of action. Let me help you out. We're a church of action. We'll get that next time. But we're a church of action. That means that we don't just hear the word and go home and go, okay, Giants are losing. No, Lord, how can I apply this truth to my heart? Action step is that we sign up for a group today. How many of you are still not signed up for a group? I want to challenge you today. Sign up. Monday through Thursday, in person, Zoom, even on a Saturday at 10 o'clock, sign up for a group, because God has maybe 100-pound reward for you. Because God appointed our pastor, and our pastor told us to join a group. That's why I'm going to do it. And watch God reward you and bless you. Action step number two, pray for an area in your life where you may need to show honor. How can I show more honor to the vision that God has given to our pastors? How can I show more honor to Harold, my boss? How can I show more honor to my president? When was the last time you prayed for Joe Biden? All right. Woo, Lord, let me go. All right. So here we go. Think for a moment who you can pray for. Church leaders, civic leaders, social leaders. Whisper a prayer right now. Your parents. What about your peers, your coworkers, your friends? Those entrusted to us, our children, people we supervise. Action step number three, complete the honor reward challenge. I think you received the card on the way in. Look at that challenge and go through it and challenge yourself and complete it.